The boats we're building now, we're putting a ballast keel on, and they were similar to the last of the pilot cutters. Were built much more sort of like racing yachts, and they'd have external ballast and internal. But so we tend to try and do about 50-50 external, internal. And so we get all the wood in, the oak for the centre line and frames, and the larch for the planking. And then we get the keel we cast up in a wood local to here. And so we make up a steel mould and then melt the lead. We get a load of scrap lead and melt the lead in this keel mould. Let that cool, that gets brought back down to the yard, and then we start making the centre line, so we cut out the oak. We think put the centre line, which is like the spine, I suppose, of the boat, and then we make all the ribs in section, and then plonk the ribs on top of the centre line, and then we wrap the planks around and steam them into place, and it sort of goes on from that bit by bit. We sort of build the boat up and finish her off in the water, and it takes about 18 months from start to finish.
And what's it like, that? Can you describe that experience of when it first goes in the water?
It's usually a bit tense because you're always worrying that you've forgotten something, that the displacement isn't quite right, where's she going to float, and this sort of thing. It's lovely when the boat's in there and she's floating where you think she would have floated, and then you've got to ballast her down a bit usually. And it's good. It's lovely going out for the first sail as well and seeing how the boats perform. And it's interesting. So we've got probably one of the worst places to test the boats out in the Bristol Channel, where they would originally have been, and then we can get a feel of what it would have been like sailing these pilot cutters out there.